Allegro WIPR 91.3 FM presents Reflections, hosted by Jorge Gonzalez, a fresh new way to look at events with our well-being in mind.
Welcome to Reflections, your host Jorge Gonzalez. Hope you've had a good day. It's Thursday. Wish you a good day. It's a repeat program on Friday. I have as my guest today, I'm really excited about this meeting with her. And
thank you.
Rosana Matienzo Carrion.
That is correct.
Rosana is the author of three books. I haven't read the other two, but the one that I have read, I went to her the inauguration where she presented her book in Plaza Las Americas, A Bordo del Normandy. So welcome, Rosana.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I'm very honored to be in your program. I discovered who you are just recently, although I've known you practically all my life. And I am very flattered to be here, to be interviewed by you. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. Well, this is a dialogue. So you know, and basically what I'd like to do is start off with a couple of things that has happened and reflect on them. And I think it so happens that there are, in particular in this case, very, very relevant to the Normandy and our friend now, Don Felix.
I've lived with him for a long time, and I wouldn't want him as a husband for anything in this world.
But so the first thing that I wanted to mention is in this weekend, every once in a while to my listeners, I mention my parish priest Danilo, Padre Danilo Duarte, and who just gives such excellent sermons. He obviously studies and thinks and has it really well prepared. And in fact, like me, I'm showing Rosana the bulletin, and I just put all kinds of notes. And there are people all over the church taking notes on
this
paper.
That's amazing. What church is that?
This is Belén,
like my goodness. Belén
and San Patricio, and so I've had number of
wow
notes.
I'm impressed, frankly.
As I go through that, and basically, the epistle, the first epistle is on the same. They're both the epistle and the gospel are on the same subject, which is greed of getting over materialistic and relying, concentrating too much on work and not what's really important. And that's the epistle and the gospel of San Lucas is the person comes up and says, Master, I have a brother, tell him, to share the inheritance, with equitably with me. And Jesus says that I'm not here to do, sharing and distribution of inheritance, and that gives a parable of a rich person who has tremendous harvest and doesn't fit in the warehouse that he has, and his remedy for that is to tear that one down and make a bigger one. And
says, "Oh, Lord.
Now I have this bigger one." And muchos ya tienes bienes acumulados para muchos años. Descansa, come, bebe, y date la buena vida. Now that you have these goods accumulated for many years, you can now rest and eat and drink and have a good.
And that's
life.
Lucas talking.
and then God says, insensato, you ridicule. This very night you're gonna die. And somebody else is going to have your goods, and so the parish, Padre Danilo says, what the greed is one of the capital sins, and how it destroys the person, destroys the people around him, destroys the community, and what has to be done to remedy, the greed. We all have a little bit of that in ourselves, or that nobody mea culpa, it's a really holistic presentation of the topic of greed in this parable, and of course that we're going to be talking about our front.
It's an interesting topic in any league.
and then along those lines, the other activity I've had this last week, I Netflix, there's a documentary on Epstein, and it's called The Filthy Rich. I don't know if you've seen it.
I've seen it.
Yes, see
I've
it.
Seen it.
And you have another person create a credible greed, very little empathy, really no relationships, no never
Lord,
married,
yes.
no kids, no. So you know the whole, and of course this whole thing about the Epstein files and his
very
lover
in vogue.
And his
yes.
lover who's a very awfully narcissistic. That was interesting dialogue. That was so well done, Netflix.
It is very well done. I agree.
I recommend, you know, if you, it gives you the whole, with a real sense of what happened with tremendous interviews and, you know, pictures of everything. At one time he had a place in Ohio, in New Mexico, in New York City, in France. I'm not sure about France, but he had an island, the Virgin Islands, and then, of course, Florida, Palm Beach. So, you know, he had all these
I can't
huge...
wait for the punchline with Epstein. We are going to get to A Bordo del Normandy. It's getting very interesting.
But he was even better than the flight. He had two jets.
He had two jets.
In an island, in the Virgin Islands. It was an island, St. James, I think it was called. Of course, the main weakness is his need for sex, especially with young girls. What a materialistic person! What kind of money he had? It's incredible. But that's a real that documentary. You know, recommended. And there's another documentary on his. What's her last name? I forgot now.
Epstein.
No, but his wife.
Ghislaine. Her name is Ghislaine.
Ghislaine,
wife.
Yeah.
I don't remember her last name.
Well, but she's the daughter of somebody who's also
exactly.
a narcissist. In England. And so there's another documentary on her. That I started seeing and. I got to finish that one off. But
have you taken the topic of narcissism to another level?
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
So the third thing that I just wanted to mention and kind of reflect on is, I've always been fascinated with Normandy, and we had a house in Via Caparra, which was Art Deco, and my wife Pinky reminded me that we used to go to the French restaurant in Normandy. I'd forgotten about that completely, and it was a really
good French. I had forgotten about that, too.
Yeah. It wasn't Café Victoria, was it?
I don't think it was a French restaurant.
So there was a French cafeteria. But there was nobody has mentioned that. Pinky mentioned the other day. And I remember there was a French restaurant we used to go. Well, but anyway, I always was fascinated with the Normandy, and of course, you know, with this novel, I bought it that you put your little... You gave me a little dedication. Or you gave my wife a dedication. It's really my wife's book. She's not going to be happy with how much I've torn it apart.
Well, I am so flattered. I cannot even start to mention it. Being you who you are, I mean, a Harvard attorney, and also you've studied literature during the boom, during the Latin American boom. And so it's a different read.
Yeah.
Your way of reading the book is going to be very interesting.
But I went to because of the interest in Normandy, and then your book kind of, you know, ignited even further that interest that's been always there. And I've been trying to follow what's going to eventually happen with the whole Cambrón area and the Normandy and with the Muñoz Rivera. Different ways I'm really involved in all that. But I took a tour by Andy Rivera was my guest a couple of weeks ago.
Yes,
2 weeks ago exactly, and he's the founder and the principal behind the Puerto Rico Historical Building Drawing Society.
Yes, yes.
And they have these great tours, and one of them is the Normandy. And I had told
I've taken it.
You've taken it.
Oh,
they told
of course.
See, they got a person giving. I think Rosa. What's her name?
Of course, I've taken it.
And anyway, So went to it, and in fact I had the wrong date and had to go back. The next I went the wrong day. But I had told my listeners that about this tour and Andy when I had the interview with Andy Rivera, and so I took it, and it is a fantastic tour. It's about two yes. hours, and it covers the history of the Normandy, the architect, and then they go through the Escambrón Beach and show you
how beautiful. It's a beautiful area.
Develop, and then what were the Pan American Games and the different mm-hmm. things that were. I had forgotten how fantastic the Olympic pool
that
was.
That pool in the middle of nowhere, right by the beach.
And when the Sixto Escobar, and the past, some of the stuff was of art to my time, and some of the stuff was before my time. I didn't know it was the first airport, private.
Yes.
And the first airline was flying, that was the area. And then it was a horse track at one time.
Yes.
But then, Sixto Escobar in its heyday as a baseball place.
Also, it's very versatile.
So that tour, really recommend it. And this group not only is extremely knowledgeable with the details and the photographs and all, but more importantly, the passion, the enthusiasm, it just exudes, And it was a real good group. I would say there were about 40 people,
amazing.
In that tour.
And it's interesting that I understand that Rivera has a lot of passion, but for some reason, the Normandy incites the passion in people.
Yeah.
There's something about the hotel mm-hmm. and that artists are drawn to it.
Yeah.
And it's that's why I think it's a very iconic and mythical place for Puerto Rico.
So those are the three things I sort of wanted to reflect on. The Epstein documentary, and then this thing of the Normandy, and of course then reading this thing. I told her right there and there at when I this the inauguration of your book at Plaza.
Thank you.
I told you I wanted to have my program, but I wanted to read it first.
Thank you.
And so following up on that, I gave her a call after I read it. That was about. What 3 weeks ago, maybe?
Yes, about three weeks ago. Yes.
So it's what 300 some pages.
375.
So it's not one of these 115 page book, and you have to read it. I at least read it with care. There's sentences and words and paragraphs that you have to step back and just. Reflect on them
because that's so wonderful.
I was telling Rosana that I just knew that these words and this particular sentence wasn't just done on the spur of the moment. That was done with a lot of
reflection
in the back
yes.
and a lot of experience. And how do I put this in? As I say, some of the things. I'm sure you believe in deeply, and some of the things are completely opposite to what you believe in. But it's people making these statements about, different aspects of life, and whether it's religion or whether it's patriotism, whether it's Spain versus France, whatever it is.
Not everybody can say the same things. When you're writing, you realize that it depends on the personality of the individual, what they're willing to express.
Yeah.
And so in that sense, you have to reflect upon the person's, the character, and see, would he talk like this?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah, yeah. And the only, before we close, I have a few minutes, and then when we come back, I want Rosana, first of all, to give us a little bit of her background, it's complex and interesting, and which brings her to being a novelist and with historical data and research. I'm sure you spent tons of hours on it. We'll discuss how that
yes.
went. But before that, I just wanted to finish before there was the thing of triggers. I had mentioned this is in the past with respect to my wife and certain statements that are made and it kind of blows you, your brain and you lose your control and you got to sort of figure out, wait a minute, what these triggers are that affect you. And I just wanted to give a little story yesterday, I pride myself on having all my kids, all my four kids and all my grandchildren I love to teach, you know, I learned bicycle, swimming, skiing, tennis, whatever it is. I've always been pretty successful in getting them, you know.
Well, you were a wonderful tennis player.
I'm working with the youngest now. We have a 10th coming in September, God willing. And but the ninth one, and it's been hard to get her to swim. And so yesterday, I finally got her swimming. And the technique I use is, you know, dan la bollita is a little inflatable thing on your arms.
Yes.
Well, her parents use this huge thing, the vest, you know, with the styrofoam things, and I use. And my technique has been to, with these boyitas of inflatable boyitas, I slowly, as they learn the technique of swimming and all, I slowly reduce the air.
Deflate them.
I deflate them, but I've had trouble because she always recurs back to this big thing, and I have to go. So I had two days, and I promised myself I would get her swimming. And I was fantastically much more successful than I had dreamed because she was saying, eliminate the air. She calls me Elo, sacame el aire. And I said, wow, you know, none of my kids, I snuck it away. And she herself took the thing out and she was, the trigger. I said, let me take the picture. I said, I'm not talking for your mother. And she was swimming back and forth between these two stairs in the pool, and it was a disaster. She all of a sudden she couldn't swim. She said, I took the and I still have the video where I said, "Ay, no salió bien." The thing is,
how old is she?
She's four, and a little bit over four, March 4th. And then she got out of the pool and grabbed that thing that the big one, you know, and she said, and I said, I'm not gonna strap it on. And we had a kind of a fight, you know, but the trigger was that all of a sudden, I think, you know, and I talked to my daughter's a psychologist, and the mother is a psychologist, mm-hmm. And I said, yeah, you know, she all of a sudden when I took this video for your mother, she said like she wasn't wearing the thing that she should be wearing. So the trigger was, so I got to go back, and the mother last night was very good, saying, you know, saying what she should have said, you know.
What were you supposed to say?
No, I just
according to the psychologist.
I shouldn't have been mentioning that I was making a picture for her parents because had kind of a guilty feeling that she shouldn't be swimming. She should be using this.
Betraying her parents, perhaps.
Bottom line, they've been too conservative with this different technique. So let's see what happens.
The mind works so funny.
But we've run out of time with this story of triggers. So we'll be right back with my guest, Rosana Matienzo Carrion. And this is Reflections, your host, Jorge Gonzalez.